Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, last week we talked about the love of God, just how much he loves us, he chases after us. And this week we're talking about how can we love like God. So we're kind of going the next step and just how much God's love for us transforms our hearts and fills us so much that we want to then...
Well, that's the only way we can do it. We can't do it in our own effort.
For sure. And you talked about how, like, one of our scriptures that people may have heard before is how we're asked to love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength and then love our neighbour as ourselves. And that's what I put just as that starting point is we can only fully love when we know how much we are
loved ourselves.
Fully loved ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then the next bit saying love our neighbours and love ourselves, kind of the starting point for that, yes, is first God, but then if we want to love our neighbour, we do actually have to love ourselves. And I think sometimes...
And love just means accept ourselves.
Mm.
You know, it's not like I love myself.
Yeah.
It's like this is who I am. Mm. Know yourself.
Mm.
Know your weaknesses, your strengths.
Mm.
Know I'm good at this, I'm not good at this.
I also think it's caring for yourself.
Yes, that's right.
Like that's a big looking element after your body of health. It.
Yes.
Yeah, but also who you are in terms of your personality, in terms of improving aspects about yourself. That's loving yourself in that kind of care. And I think when we do that, then we're able to love others because we're coming from a place of strength.
Yes.
And we can fully love others because of that.
One example, and it might seem a really funny example. I remember one of my children, when they were little, if they got tired, really tired, they were unreasonable.
Mm.
I couldn't reason with them. I couldn't show them, hey, you know, act like this, because they were beyond reason because they were so tired.
Yeah.
So I recognized I had to, out of love for them, make sure that they were in bed before they got that extra tiredness, because then they were unreasonable, wouldn't go to bed, but they were so desperately tired.
Mm.
So I was loving them by, as they got older, showing them, hey, you need more sleep than your other brothers and sisters, and you're kinder when you get your sleep. So be kind to yourself, go to bed, go early, whatever, and actually you'll love yourself, but you'll love others better.
Mm. Because you've cared for yourself.
Yeah,
that's
right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think sometimes we can feel guilty for caring for ourselves.
No, yeah, there's a time when you just sometimes say, no, I can't go to that meeting.
Mm.
I've got to go home to bed.
Mm.
Or I've got to do, you know, go pray or whatever it might be.
But to be able to love others fully, we need to be able to love ourselves by caring for ourselves.
Yes.
And then because of that, because of what first God's done for us,
yes,
then we're caring for ourselves, then we can more fully love our neighbour.
But then also making sure, because it can easily tip over to being selfish, I'm looking after myself first before I look after anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've got to recognize that because that's not what we're called to.
No.
But it's still caring for ourselves. And then you talked about how in Ephesians, you talked about this scripture about being strengthened in ourselves and strengthened through the Holy Spirit, that Christ would dwell in us. So again, that's coming back to how do we love like God? Well, we need him.
But also, if you continue with the verse, it says, not strength for strength's sake.
Mm.
But strength because the love of God is being put within us.
Mm.
You know, because it goes on to say, well, God's love is his depth, his height, the vastness of God's love is just, oh my goodness, way and above what we could even comprehend or even accept, even take into ourselves. But that's what's going to strengthen us in our life.
Yes. Yeah. And so I've just written here in my notes, if we acknowledge the love of God and seek it, then we can love ourselves and then love others.
Yes.
So again, it's just this strengthening of God's love in us that helps us walk in that way. The weekly challenge that I've got this week is, what can I do to love and serve someone this week? So that is our chat for this week.
But you could also start off, firstly, how can I love myself? And you might say, I need to go to bed early. And then after that, then it's like, okay, now how can I love and serve someone else?
And maybe if you're thinking, oh, I think, yeah, like I said, we find it sometimes guilty to care for ourselves. If you feel that way, maybe then the next first starting point would actually be go back a step and go back to God.
Yes.
God, I need your love.
Yes.
Fill me up.
Yeah, I need the strength of your love. I need your strength. Love. Yep.
And then from my there, life. I can care for myself and then I can love others. Yeah. So that is the challenge for this week. We hope that you have enjoyed that chat. Maybe it's challenged you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.